It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our August show. It's Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford, Damon Whitten here talking our favorite subject. And Damon, we're in the middle of August right now. We got one more of these monthly shows in September, and then it's season time.
Finally,
it's time to go
finally,
on October
yes.
5th and 6th. It's going to be Merrimack and Scott Bork coming to town, and you're right into it.
Yeah, really, really exciting time of year. I'm sure we'll get through a lot of these individuals and guys coming in, but our freshmen are reporting this weekend here, and orientation kicks up Monday. A couple of the returning guys are trickling back in and have spent the summer around as well. So it's a really exciting time, and Nate Williams, our strength and conditioning coach, has worked with the guys who are on campus, and they have had a remarkable summer. There's really significant gains, and the guys we get to see a lot, like Ashton Calder and Chase Gamblin, Tyler Anderson's been around. Merrick Mittens is back in town already. Brian Basilico just got back as well. So exciting time for sure. I mean, everybody really likes their team this time of year. Obviously, coming off a strong season and just with a really high character group of kids, there's a lot of excitement around Laker hockey, and we can't wait to get the guys back.
Yeah, and that's all going to start this week. And, I understand some of the young guys have already been here for various camps, et cetera. I've heard from some people that Dustin Manns looks really good. He's a lot bigger than people thought he was. That sort of thing. But, some of these freshmen are going to have to contribute because a lot of goals and a lot of points went out the door with graduation. We lose Diego. We lose Anthony Nellis, both of whom, by the way, have signed with Dallas now in the American Hockey League or with that Texas Stars team. That's pretty good for them, too.
Yeah, no, excited to watch the, the careers of those guys who are moving on. And, we had a group of older alum like Draplick and Canisto. All had a really good run, I believe, in the East Coast League late last year. So it's fun to watch those guys in track and wish them the most success there. And, waiting to find out in some camp invitations and things like that for the exiting guys there. So exciting to watch them. But like you said, yeah, we're going to need some guys to come in and contribute. I do think it's a little bit different than 4 or 5 years ago when Diego and Gage and Nelly did walk in. They were pretty impactful guys with Mitch Holtz from day one. I still think we have enough, talent and returning veteran experience to, be a little bit patient with the freshmen coming in. But at the same time, I think some of these guys have proven it year after year that, they're very impactful players. They're talented players, and they're going to have that same chance to earn a role here. As they've shown in past junior experiences. So, it's early for it. I think as coaches, we're playing with line combinations. We're looking at D pairings, very early on that, obviously. But you're always kind of thinking who's going to fit in where and what's a power play look like. And obviously a lot of our structure and our systems, we've got that established. We're ready to present that to the team and teach as soon as we're allowed to. But the line pairings, the power play combinations, penalty killers, that will emerge as players earn roles and show how ready they are to grab those roles.
Yeah, we've lost Melvin Carlson. I think he's the only player who could have returned, who is not going to return. He's going to stay in Sweden this year. And, I'm not sure how much of an effect that will have, but we're going to have to make up for that. How important is it that some of the players, freshmen from last year, really step it up this year, Guy? I'm thinking of guys like Pete Violette and Owen Guy and even Calder and even a senior like McKay. I thought McKay really did a good job face-offs last year. He became a really good face-off man, but he's got to score more goals for us. We need more offensive help out of him.
Yeah, well, Brendan, I think he had, 13 points is a big jump from, maybe more than his first 2 years combined. So it was a significant contribution that Brendan made. But you're right, returning guys have to have better years. They have to understand, and they should. The nature of it is they're used to the level. They understand the road, the travel, the routines, things like that. Again, I think we're going to put a lot of onus on the seniors like Brendan McKay. We asked Gage and Nelly and Diego and Steven and Nick to have career years, and they backed that up. They were prepared for it through a good summer. But your seniors lead you in college sports typically, and we're going to look to our senior class for a lot of that. So guys that you mentioned, Brendan McKay, Brian Basilico, we're going to need more out of Brian. who's been a very solid player for us and contributed in different ways. You know, certainly Max Humitz is a guy that on paper is coming in, I think, with 76 career points, and you know, we're going to need Max to clip that 100 point plateau that not many guys have done in a long time here, in many years here. Ian Johnson's going to have to find a way to be a more regular contributor as well, as a senior now as well, and then you got Sockerman in the back end. So you know, we're not a real senior deep team, but those guys have played a lot. They've been significant players for us, and we're looking for career years out of those guys.
Yeah, I think there are five seniors in this crew, including Sackleman back on defense. Good to see him come back too. He probably had some options where he could have left, but he wants the degree, and he's been a great leadership guy. Would think that he'd be a strong candidate to be captain of this team this year. And I think defensively, we're going to be really pretty good. We've got a lot of good players back right there. I'm thinking of the experience that Samandel got last year. And I think Mitch Oliver's going to be a good player for you. And goaltending's going to be adequate, if not really good.
Yeah, that's certainly, when you look on paper and you're going to start to see some of the season projections, everybody's going to wonder how we're going to replace the scoring we lost with those seniors. You start in the back end, and we replace five of our top six defensemen coming back. Steven Ruggiero, and he contributed at six goals, and he never had a career goal coming into his last year of eligibility with us after transferring. We're really good there. You know, we're really deep, and we hope for good health there. But those returning guys, Kybel, Sockerman, Nordquist, Rydell, Anderson, and if you go back to Rydell and Anderson as freshmen, that was a year Kybel and Sockerman went out for months, and they got unbelievable experience. So a very deep group, a very talented group. We were one of the highest scoring D-Corps in the nation last year, also within the top 15 and are just outside of that team defensively. So that's going to be our anchor early on. Those guys are going to have to play really well and play their roles well. And in net as well, Merrick's has a lot of experience, and he'll probably have the leg up in the competition there because of his experience. But Roman Banger's been chomping at the bit to get a chance, and he's going to get that this year. And then Seth Eisel coming in as well to round out that goaltending contingent. So we like the group. Not quite as experienced, maybe coming back as with Nick as a senior and Merrick's with some experience, but there'll be some real good opportunities for Roman to try to get in there and wrestle that job away from Merrick's, but we like the group, and the back end will be really strong for us.
Yeah, and Eisel's got good credentials too, and he's a big kid. He's 6'5", he's got good size, a lot of big goaltenders nowadays. Seems like the NHL loves big goaltenders, so here's a kid with a real upside, and he's only a freshman.
Yeah, we like him, we like him a lot, and he moved around a little bit in junior hockey and finally kind of settled in, like a lot of goalies do a little bit later. Had a tremendous 20-year-old year last year. Like you said, we can be patient with him, which is nice. Mm-hmm. We think with Merrick's and Roman and their experience in college hockey that we don't have to throw Seth to the wolves like we did maybe a little bit with Aldridge and Dayfield a few years back, maybe even Nick a little bit when Nick came in. But with that experience in front of him, it's going to give Zach a lot of time to work with Seth and calm him down a little bit. He's an athletic 6'5" kid. We'd like him to play a little bit more under control and square to pucks. With that size, he should be very capable of doing that. So it's a group we're really excited about, and they're going to have to come out and earn things and see who the best goalie is when the puck drops against Merrimack.
We're kind of jumping around here on the show today, but that's the way it is on the summertime program. You're listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Bill Crawford, Damon Whitten. And Damon, there's a lot of stuff going on. You mentioned a few moments ago Nate Williams. He does a great job. You can't underestimate the job that this young guy does with the strength training. He's not getting rich here, but he's getting some tremendous experience, and he's helped a lot. And I'm thinking there's some other things going on there with staff, too. We have a new trainer. We've got a young man named Patrick Sarny coming in. He's got a Michigan State background a little bit, but he's been in some other places, too. And he's going to replace Natalie Reynolds, who has moved on. And lots of things going on, but these things are all positive. And I'm thinking, too, you just mentioned Seth Eisel. What a job that Zach can do with him. I mean, having that goaltender coach on staff is really big.
I sat with my boss, Dr. Pateson, David Pateson, yesterday, and just kind of a quick recap of last year's goals, some of the university initiative there. And a lot of our talk was just our staff right now. It's really a good staff. We've got great relationships, tremendous work ethic. Our staff, what I love about each member of our staff, staff is they put our student athletes first. You know, you mentioned Nate, and he's just always finding an edge and finding a way to connect with our players to give them, you know, what they need as individuals. It's not just some kind of blanket program we run through. We really makes it to the individual, works on strengths and weaknesses with each guy. And again, you know, if you see Ashton or Chase or Tyler around town right now, they look really, really good. So he's great. Steven Ruggiero came back from Anaheim after the season when he signed, and he just said, you know, everything they did in the American League there with their affiliate was what we were doing with Nate. So he's really on the cutting edge of things. His time with the St. Louis Blues, you know, really made a big impact on Nate, and he's phenomenal at what he does. We're very lucky to have him and looking forward to his continued work. He's got some great ideas, and again, just up on all, you know, the newest science behind what teams are doing at the highest level. So we're excited to have him. Pat Sarny, as you mentioned, steps in as our new athletic trainer. You know, one of the things that stuck out with Pat is, as we were going through this process, you know, I talked to my old trainer, Dave Carrier, who's in the Hall of Fame, just a legendary guy. You know, when I was in school, Dominic Hasek used to fly in from Buffalo to work with Dave Carrier, you know, all kinds of NHL guys. They were really ahead of their time in some of the things they did with muscle energy and hips and backs and growings and things like that. And Dave really highly recommended Pat. So we're excited for Pat to get to work here. He's been up for a couple of weeks and you know, kind of getting ready for the flux of the student athletes, and he'll have, you know, his work cut out for him to get to know these players and how to work and relate with each one. But very capable guy. He's been in the workforce for a couple years, you know, doing that, but a really good background as well. So we're excited for him. New SID is in place, and there'll be some news on that shortly. So yeah, you know, that personnel, that grouping is in place, and like you said, this time the attention turns towards the student athletes arriving to campus and getting them settled in. Our recruiting schedule works a little bit more, you know, it's better this year, where most years were gone for so much of that early period. It seems like things are a little bit shifted back this year, and I think we're looking forward as a coaching staff that we're going to get out of town quite a bit, but we're going to have a little bit more time at the front end of things with our freshmen in particular. So we're going to try to take advantage of that, a little bit of a later recruiting calendar, to spend a lot of time with our freshmen, getting them ingrained with our returning players, and just, again, really creating that culture that made us so successful next year.
Yeah, we should mention, we do have a number of freshmen coming in. We mentioned a moment ago Dustin Manns, who's a pretty good sized young man out of the BC League, who by way of Vanderbilt, Michigan. So he's actually coming into the home area. We got Louis Bidone, who's going to be a pretty good offensive player, we all think. And we've got Esposito Selivanov. We got Arvid Henriksen, who I understand now is eligible. He had a little trouble with the clearinghouse, but he's good to go now. And he's a big defenseman. Mike Manera, a small mobile defenseman, a lot like Nordquist, who had a great freshman year. And then you got Roberts Blugers coming in, and Seth Eisel, the goaltender. It's a good crew, and we're hoping that they can contribute as some of the freshmen did contribute last year.
Yeah, it's a good mix. You know, we addressed a lot of needs that way. You know, we didn't really set out to build a big decor as big as we were, at least with, you know, Ruggs and Andy and even Lucas and Colin, Will Rydell. You know, we have tremendous size back there, and we found it very beneficial, you know, matching up against teams like Mankato, Michigan, and everybody, but certainly against those teams who can really challenge. So, you know, Arvid will continue that good size. He's a Montreal draft pick and goes 6'4", 6'5". You know, and again, Manera, as you mentioned, is the other side of that, more like Nordquist and a real quick, mobile defenseman who can get back to pucks and bump pucks before contact arrives to him. So, you know, like those guys, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with, you know, again, nothing's promised. You know, we know what Colin and Lucas and Jacob and Will, those guys can do. You know, so I think in our minds, those guys are certainly in that top group and that playing mix with Tyler Anderson. But there's certainly at least one role available, and, you know, who's going to grab that, who's going to work their way, and who's going to unseat somebody. And I think that's really healthy for us. But, you know, we can be patient with Arvid and Mike because of our depth on the back end, and really the same up front. You know, you mentioned some guys who have to step up, and, you know, Owen Guy, Miro Muka, you know, guys like that didn't get the opportunity they would have liked, and, you know, we like them. We think they have a big role and a big future in our program. So you know, where are they going to be at and where is that going to relate to the guys like Mans, Bedoin, Espo Selivanov, and Robert Blugers? You know, I think it's going to be a little bit similar where they're going to fight really hard for their minutes in their games. And, you know, we're going to have to be a little bit patient with those guys because we do have some depth in front of them as well. But we like the group. You know, Dustin Mans has won everywhere he's gone, and he's been a leader everywhere he's gone. I think he's a guy that you win hockey games with. Blugers has tremendous size down the middle. You know, moves pucks extremely well. Nico is a little bit more of that darter, that Max Humitz kind of player. He finds holes. He can finish. He's got a really good stick. And so I think there's an opportunity for him to try to grab a role to replace some of that scoring we lost. And same with Louis Bedoin. You know, he's a high-end offensive guy, thinks the game at a high level and sees the game offensively very uniquely. Not many guys can see the game the way that Louis does. And you know, we're going to need him ready to come in, again, to try to help offset some of those losses we had up front.
Yeah, very interesting what could happen here. And the schedule's going to be tough. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show here this morning. And certainly in the future, we'll have another show the middle of September. And then we'll get into our weekly show starting in the first week in October when we open the season here at home against Merrimack. And we're going to take a break on Laker Hockey Talk. We'll be right back with more on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk on a Thursday morning. We're kind of short on time here this morning. We've got a few more minutes to talk with Damon Witten, the head coach of the Lakers. And Damon, how is this announcement that's come out on the WCHA and the fact that we're going to drop three teams in a couple of years' time? And we'll talk a little bit about the Alaskas and their financial situation, too, which isn't helping any. But how is this affecting recruiting at this point? Has this been a... I would think it might be a bit negative because I know what the other leagues will do. They'll use this against the WCHA and tell recruits that, hey, you don't want to go to that league. They're falling apart. It'll be all negative, you know, and you hope that doesn't happen. But how is it? Have you noticed it at all? Are there any repercussions as you try to recruit right now to all this news?
Well, I think it's too early for any of that. But I think the early returns are the opposite. You know, I think it's not so much dropping any members, but that, you know, we just wanted to explore some opportunities to form a new setup, a little bit more of a competitive mix and a little bit more sanity to our geographic footprint. Actually, it's been the opposite. I think the new league, you look at Ferris has been to the tournament just a handful of years ago. Bemidji's been, Tech has been, Mankato certainly has been quite a bit. BG's up. You know, we're coming off our best year in 26 years. We've got to get back to the tournament. We need to be one of those teams that, like those others mentioned, where we're back in the NCAA. So I think it's a really positive thing. The early feedback is that people like the strength of the league. The footprint makes a lot more sense, and it'll be a really positive thing. And it's a long ways off, so there's still some shifting that I think will go on in the meantime.
Yeah, a couple of seasons yet with Alaska Anchorage and Alaska still involved, and also with Huntsville. And then we'll have a major change here with the WCHA, and those other teams are going to have to find something they can do. And right now, all the news coming out of Alaska is that they're going to have to pare back things. I saw something today that said it's not as bad as maybe they thought it was going to be a month ago, but it looked like they were going to really chop into their athletics programs up there and maybe just have one hockey team, if that, out of the two schools. So it's a thing that's in motion at this time. It's very fluid, and everybody keeping their eye on that who follows college hockey. We've talked a little bit about some of the players stepping up. What about the future? Have we got some kids that we can talk about who signed NLIs that may be playing junior hockey this coming year but are going to be Lakers down the road? And I know that's kind of a curveball I'm throwing at
you. Yeah, I should. You do that. I always do that. My fault. I should be, a little bit. I know you like to talk about it and people like to hear about it, but I don't always sit there and kind of double-check NLIs and who's on one and who's not. But you know what? It's funny. We talk a lot as a staff. We have one of the smaller lists. When you those of you who follow it closely, you can go pull up some lists from some schools, and some of them are interstate, some of them are not too far away, and they might have 30, 35, maybe 40 guys committed. Like, it's insane. Some of the lists and the commitments that are out there, and there's no way those schools can honor those. And so it's hockey recruiting has certainly changed over the last, 5 years or so. So our list is not as extensive, and I feel good about it. You know, when you come to our offices, not that we, I guess, share those or make those public, but, we have our lineup projected the next 3 to 4 years out, and we spend parts of every day looking at that lineup and, our needs. Certainly as we kick off into showcase season for both the U18, the U16, the U15 level into junior levels, as a staff, we are very particular about what our known needs are. We know what we need. Obviously, when you look at the right side of our D core with Tyler Anderson, set to expire his eligibility as a junior. This will be Tyler's last year. Sockerman graduating. We're losing two right shot defensemen, so it's pretty obvious there's a need there, and then something we'll look to address early on. Same thing up front. We've got a good sized forward group that's exiting the program, and so, yeah, we have some commitments, some NLI signed that those guys will replace. There's a guy like Jesse Tucker coming in to offset those guys. But then, those needs go out there as well. And then the future stuff, those are more, commitments right now without NLIs, and we can't talk about those as much. But this next month, this next 2 months will be our busiest time of the year in terms of getting on the road. We've got a good plan in place to map out who's going where. It's kind of nice, and Coach Sizek and I just got back on a trip where we spent 2-3 days on the road together, and really valuable just hitting not only just time with Zach to talk about his first year and where he wants to be and where we were strong and where we can improve, but just to talk about the team, to talk about the personnel, to make some phone calls on the way, and we'll get a little bit more time like that. Zach and Mike will get some time together, and we'll just really cover all of North America and hitting all the showcases that are coming up.
Yeah, you got a really hard worker in Zach Sizek, who's been very impressive for a guy with limited experience who just did his first year as a full-time assistant coach last year. He adds that, as we mentioned earlier in the show, that goaltending, coaching, that aspect of things that's so very important. And, I was watching TV one night earlier this, maybe a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, and I saw where they had a replay of an interview with Mike York that he did after he was playing for Edmonton at the time. You forget what a great player this guy was. I remember him very well as a college player, but Mike York commands respect just walking in a locker room because he's been there and he's done that.
Yeah, well, and it's funny, you started off talking about what a hard worker Zach is, and people might not think Mike, where he spent 10, 11 years in the NHL and, 18 years pro, something like that, that maybe, he's not on cruise control for sure. He's a very dedicated to this craft and, just loves it. He always talks about this is his whole life. He's never done anything but hockey, and this is where he loves to be, so he brings a great element. But both two guys that work hard, they complement each other really well in their roles and responsibilities, and, I'm very fortunate to have them. We've got a great chemistry together, and we're just kind of chomping at the bit to get back to it. We talk about it every day. We're just, we hated to wish away our summer, but the way the year went, the character we have in our locker room, each one of us, if we could have put, I hope my wife doesn't tune in and listen, but if I could have put fast forward in the summer, I would have done it to get our student athletes back in town and get back to work.
Well, it's going to happen. The freshmen are going to come in late this week. They'll be here next week for sure, and you'll get a chance to do some limited work with them at that time. Schedule-wise, you look at this thing, it starts with Merrimack coming in here with a relatively inexperienced team, but then in comes big experience. Denver will be here the second weekend. That's Great Lakes State weekend. And then we go to Michigan and to Notre Dame for a couple of really tough non-conference series, we should have a really good idea of what we need to do here when we play Ferris State at home in the first conference series of the season.
Yeah, I like the way it sets up. You know, obviously a very difficult schedule. I would be surprised if when it's all said and done, we might have the toughest schedule in the country. But I like that. That's good. You know, I think we're at a point where we can handle that. And Merrimack's going to be a real wild card with, I think, 16 or 17 new bodies coming in. A couple of those are transfers and, you know, won't be freshmen there. But, you know, they're going to be fighting for opportunities in a very desperate, you know, team. And obviously Coach Borick, a bit of a homecoming here from his time here. So that's going to be a really interesting matchup. And, you know, we want to make sure that we welcome those freshmen, those 60 new players to college hockey with a heavy, intense effort so they don't know what hit them when they came to Sault Ste. Marie. So we'll prepare for that. And, you know, it'll be a little bit harder to have a feeling of personnel, but looking forward to it. And then, as you mentioned, Denver, consistently one of the best teams in the country over the last 10, 15, 20 years. You know, we went out there a couple of years ago and, you know, felt like we could have won a game Friday and then had major setback with a couple of key injuries coming out of that Friday game. And but learned about our team. So that's going to be an unbelievable weekend. As you mentioned, Great Lakes State weekend is always an awesome weekend on campus. And we want to make sure everybody's coming up and ready for that. And then, like I said, two great road tests, you know, at Michigan, at Notre Dame. Two very storied programs, obviously old CCHA rivals and some great history with Mel Pearson and Jeff Jackson. You know, I can't think of a more exciting schedule for our players to go into some great venues, great competition, and just see where we're at. So our guys are well aware of the magnitude of that non-conference schedule. And then I like it. You know, you mentioned we'll know where we're at. We come home to open up WCHA play against a Ferris team that's, you know, one of our closest rivals and a great rivalry between the two schools. So I really like the way it sets up and looking forward to the kickoff. I'll just throw in, you know, we added that Vermont tournament late. We're going to play Providence the first night. So yeah. Another, you know, top team over the last 5-10 years. So we're going to be well tested. And, you know, I think it's awesome. I think we're ready for it. It won't be easy. And, I'm not going to look into my crystal ball and tell you what our record's going to be coming out of there. But I think it's a great competition. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a team that can handle it. So we're really looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, that Vermont Catamount Cup. We've played in that before. Coldest building I've ever been in at that time of year, by the way. But we're going to play against Providence, a very good team, an NCAA tournament team. Vermont, the second night, the home team. That's a couple tough games right there.
Yeah, it is. And again, that was a late add where, you know, we were kind of working with Alaska Anchorage to move our series back to Saturday, Sunday. Once they were, you know, open to looking at that possibility because it's a 10-day trip, so it shortens our trip up there. It also gives us the chance to go out to Vermont and, you know, play in a really good tournament with a strong field. And I think it'll be a good trip. You know, we're kind of planning that out, but we're going to fly out of Sioux, Ontario over to Montreal, bus down, and you know, we were really worried about the wear and tear of our players of having to bus there and then fly up to Alaska for 10 days. So we were able to make it work with the help of Vermont and, you know, looking forward to a really great schedule.
Yeah, I think it's a really tough schedule, but it'll be good if we can get some success and get some players playing well early. And could be another great year. Last season was certainly a good one. Damon, we're out of time here this morning. Thanks for being here. We'll talk about some of the other things we didn't get to hit in our show in September. We'll be back middle of September with another edition, and thanks again.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be back on the air with you. Have a great Thursday, and go Lakers.
Yeah, we want to thank Matt Pocket for filling in last month, too, before we get out of here. That's the Laker Hockey Talk program on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.